CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
All right, this is Intuitive Soul with Friends. And this is a brand new show, Fridays at 1. We are very excited. I'm Lori Houston. And today is every first Friday of the month, I will have David Watson, who is a channeler, who channels the Willows. And, we will introduce ourselves, but I just want to say, you know, welcome to the new show. I'm very excited.
Well, thanks, Lori. I'm pretty excited myself. This is a new venture, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think so, too. So we, you know, we are here. We're going to be doing some readings maybe about half an hour into the show. We are going to talk mostly, we're going to introduce ourselves. So, yeah, we're going to talk about David, of course.
People know what I'm going to be doing.
And the show on the first the first week of the month is going to be called Shift Happens. So why don't you introduce yourself, David? Some people know me. I will introduce myself after, but...
Well, my name's Dave Watson. I'm a deep trance channeler. I've been doing this for over 25 years now. For those of you who aren't familiar with deep trance channeling, some of you may be familiar with Edgar Cayce or Ross Peterson or Cryon or people of that nature. You know, these kind of folks and myself go into a nice deep relaxed state of consciousness and put our conscious minds to one side and then tap into a larger energy. Sometimes, the Willows call themselves a soul group. So that's pretty much what I do. It's a very strong process, and it isn't very taxing on me, as some people like to think it is. But it's a very, very interesting process. I mean, the easiest thing to do is just to do it, which we will a little later. People come and utilize the process for business, for personal relationships, to look into their spiritual paths and to look into health issues and that sort of thing, you know. And so far, so good. After 25 years, we've seemed to have a lot of people who are pretty happy with the process. So, So the object here is just to... get this out to more listeners, more people, as to what I do, and some of the information that I have been channeling. We're going to be talking about 11-11-11 in a little while, so it'll be nice to maybe do a little reading around that and see what kind of feedback we get from that. I also do psychotherapy and help people, I guess, do strategize in their lives to sort of work through the bumps and bruises that we seem to manage to accumulate and run into in a lifetime as well. So that's the kind of thing I do. I guess it's more a help oriented process.
Mm-hmm. And Shift Happens?
Well, Shift Happens. The whole idea behind the name of that is that, you know, we've come to the conclusion that shift does happen and it's happening all around us all the time.
And we're kind of playing on words there, right?
Well, we are too. Yes. Well, take it as you may, you know. But in truth, it happens whether we like it or not, you know. Mm-hmm. It happens inside as well, because when we're affected by something outside of us, of course, it automatically reflects inside of us. We begin to filter the information and begin to perceive things in a certain way. And depending on what our belief systems are, we'll react in certain ways to the shift itself. And, you know, over the years, particularly the last 10 years, I've had a lot of people come to me asking about 2012, and, you know, those issues in their lives. Am I still going to be around after that, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I believe we talked about that the last show we did.
We have done that.
We've done it a couple times.
Before,
yeah.
You know? So, you know, it's that kind of external shift that people are concerned about. But it's not just those shifts. I mean, you know, you look at the shifts in the economies, and people are having a lot of struggles. A lot of folks are at home trying to make ends meet. Some people are losing homes, and other people are losing jobs, and they're having to reinvent themselves. These are huge external shifts for each one of us. And it's those kind of things that, you know, I'd like to be able to address in the long term with this hour of power that, you know, we have had an opportunity to put together. and hopefully offer some very viable tools for people to begin to move forward in their lives with. I think that's very important because, you know, as many people say, you know, 90% of what we perceive is right between our ears. It's not what's outside, but how we filter information and react to the circumstances around us. And the other half to the shift that happens is the inner shift as well. It's not just our reaction to those things outside of us. That's just part of the life process. But inner shifts as well, that we go through different stages in our lives as we continue to evolve as a human being inside, and we begin to grow emotionally and energetically and spiritually as well. And, you know, we reach certain points where we feel that we just need to do something different, or we need to move into a different way of thinking, or, you know, we want to reach into a more expanded sense of consciousness. And you know, my generation, you know, was very much into that concept, you know, whether people were trying to use artificial means, you know, to reach that state, or meditation, which is kind of the path I prefer to follow.
Yes, although the artificial one is making a comeback these days.
Well, I understand it is. You know, I don't think it ever went away personally, but you know, I think the truth is that, you know, our experience in life is always geared from the inside out, you know, and those inner changes that happen to us in inner shifts, sometimes we just begin to feel a different way, whether we're in a relationship with somebody, what we do for a living, or just how we view life, or, you know, this is
or it. All of it at the same time.
Well, yeah,
some
of us go through. This seems to be happening to a lot of people. I mean, you know, Jung called it the individuation process, where we began to individuate ourselves, you know, as who we are, rather than what we do, you know, and there's a big difference, you know, because you ask the average person who they are, and they go, well, I'm a lawyer, or I'm a doctor, or I'm a, you know, I'm a janitor, or whatever, you know, but that's what you are, it's not who you are.
Yes.
So it's a matter of beginning to identify with our conscious selves, and I call that the persona that we create for ourselves in life, you know, that inner thing, and the persona is basically the way we learn to cope with life and people around us, and we begin to, you know, create this personality, this persona, which personality comes from that. It's a root word, I guess. And this persona is built up over a period of time. You know, we learn really about persona, particularly as we get into high school. You know, it's the big age where we're suddenly, oh, my God, I don't know who I am, but I better be somebody, because look at all those people who are somebody who are all thinking the same thing as you are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's classic in truth, but at the same time, our persona really, you know, gets a big boost from our ego and our conscious mind at that point. And we build a persona, and over a lifetime, we become more and more and more that person that we begin to create. But that person isn't really who we are. It's our coping personality,
right?
You know, to cope with things. And when we hit something major in life, you know, a major trauma, that, because it's adapted to a particular social, you know, mean that we exist within, if that mean is shattered in any way, our personalities are shattered. We don't know what to do with ourselves. You know, we just fall into despair or depression. And you know, those are, I've had many, many clients who've come to me over the years with these kind of circumstances, whether it was for reading or whether it was for, you know, work. So I think this is also a big part of what I want to get across with this hour. Is to begin to provide some tools for people to shift their inner, you know, their inner problems, I guess, and shift them into a different perspective, you know. Now that's all about reframing, and that's a very important thing that we have to learn to do. And it's not just trying to make ourselves feel good, you know. Oh well, I shouldn't really feel too bad. You know, the old saying, well, cheer up, things could be worse. And so I cheered up, and sure enough, things got worse. Yeah, of course. So it's that really doesn't work, you know.
It really doesn't, because we're being very inauthentic when we just stuff down all of these emotions that we're not dealing with and haven't dealt with since we were infants.
Now, isn't that the heart of your work?
Yes, it is.
So each one of us has a different spin on it and a different way of approaching it, you know.
Yeah.
And I think the more of us out there who are talking about this and sharing our own perspectives, because it each comes from our own individual, you know, view of the world, and a lot of what I put out there as far as the work that I do comes from my own personal experience and the things that I've basically gone through in my own life over my 60 years and have come to conclusions about how we do relate to the world around us, and I've helped a lot of people see things their way, not my way, their way. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, it's just, there's no one way to see things. And, you know, the more the merrier, because I think that each one of us has our own specific vision of life and how we would perceive it in that way. But, you know, a lot of us do want to make a shift. You know, mm-hmm. I hope you folks out there who are listening to this are thinking about some of the things maybe in your life that you've been thinking about shifting or changing as of late, you know, whether it's a job or relationship situation, or that's just the tip, you know.
Right.
I don't want to make too many suggestions at this
time. No, but I do agree with that. Although I often say, you know, most of the people that we're trying to fix something, mm-hmm. and we usually try fixing something by, you know, stepping away and making a change, and that's, you know. A lot of people say, oh, well, my career's bad. Well, it's usually not the career. It's usually relationships that are in the career. Or it is your relationship, or it's a relationship with your family. And it's relationships that are really the key to our growth and
evolution. And, of course, that begins with our relationship to ourselves.
Well, and that's the most important one, of course.
Yeah.
All right. So this is kind of the style and what we're going to be doing on the Friday show. Every first Friday of the month is going to be David, and it's going to be Shift Happens. Yes, absolutely. Myself, I'm Lori Houston. I've actually now been on the Sky for apparently since 2008, which is kind of cool. And I've been hosting different shows for over 5 years now, actually 6 years. So I'm going to be kind of the intermediate host that introduces and, you know, takes us to break and does all that kind of stuff. But I also can assist with work as well. I am an intuitive counselor, professional as well. And my joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist people to feel expansive and empowered as they move from their heads to their hearts. But I am on every Monday, Wednesday, and now Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Sky. So join us there.
And listen up, folks. See what she's talking about.
That's right.
That's right.
Probably about halfway through, we may take some callers. So if you want to get in queue, I invite you to call us now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685.
Just in case you have some heavy shift happening right now.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Shift Happens with David Watson, who his website is askthewillows.com. So that's ask, A-S-K, thewillows.com. And I am intuitivesoul.com. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Find answers, insight, and guidance. Contact your departed guides and angels too through medium Laura Lee. Join her on Spirit Salon every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central. Come raise some heaven with Laura Lee.
fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. If you hear the song I sing, you will understand. Key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together.
Hi, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist and host of Star Talk Radio. Join me every week where I have celebrity guests, experts, and comedic co-hosts, where our task is to bring the universe down to Earth.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Laurie Houston. Call Laurie now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Friends, and this is Shift Happens with David Watson.
That's me.
That is you. From AskTheWillows.com, and my website is IntuitiveSoul.com. All right, so why don't we begin this session with a Willows reading on 11-11-11.
Sure. After my somewhat stumbling explanation of what I was doing earlier, it's much better to just have the process happen.
Absolutely. And David is one of the quickest people I know that can go into trance.
Yeah, it just takes seconds. It's called ADD.
Or letting go really, really
okay,
well.
There you go.
All right. He just takes a few breaths and he pretty much goes in.
Yes, we are here now.
Did you want to balance the form?
Yes, one moment.
They come in and then balancing the form just aligns up with David a little bit better so that they're here.
Yes, this is in effect with the agreement of the entity David. We welcome you here and your questions. You may now proceed.
All right. So welcome, Willows. This is our new show that we are on once a month. Isn't that awesome?
Indeed. It is very awesome, as you would put it.
We thought we would talk, since this seems to be a great topic these days and a lot of people doing things on 11-11-11. What are your thoughts, or what are you kind of picking up about the energies? There seems to be a lot of groups out there that are using this particular day and particular time to make some great connections, and I think that's the important part.
Well, indeed, it is key to the whole process. And those who are anticipating, as we would tie into the matrix of this consciousness in your world at this time, indicates here that there's a tremendous amount of anticipation. Not just hundreds of thousands, but millions on this plane at this time are looking forward to this time and this day. As to the significance of it, each person has their own understanding as to specifically what it is in relationship to their conception of the world. However, inasmuch as this is the case, as to say this is the day when something big is going to happen, well, if everybody had the same idea at the same time and meditated at the same time, in not each their individual time zone, but spoke and decided on a specific time zone, for example, 11-11-11 Greenwich time, you see, and everyone around the world meditated at the same time, then you would really see some interesting
shift happening.
And shift. Indeed, yes, for with a singular vision here, yes,
yeah.
Which of course is to help bring a greater state of peace and comprehension into the world that men would mankind would be able to connect in a more wholesome and loving way. These are the kind of thoughts here that, of course, are being brought forward through this. There are other thoughts as well, we sense here at this time, that are always connected with fear as to what happens with these numbers, as to that they be of perhaps a negative influence about the portending the things that are about to occur, that many would consider to be the end of times. This is, of course, not the case as we would understand it. For energetically, there is no end to time, for time, of course, does not exist in the first place. But aside from the esoteric value of this knowledge, it's important to look at this and say, what can this mean to others? From our perspective, it is a singularity of seeing the number one perpetuated, giving an understanding of the oneness of consciousness, of the oneness of existence, and the oneness of all that is, in this sense here, on a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level, for all of you here, just on this plane. But it's very important to remember here that these are numbers and time are, in fact, man-made, for time in itself is simply very much an individual perspective. Before your Industrial Revolution, time was not very important, as you would well know. After the same, it became tantamount. And in fact, your entire society, we would say your Western society, and with these perspectives here, an industrial society depends heavily on timing in this way. So taking this into account, what does this really mean, this 11, 11, 11? It is showing us here that it is a need within mankind to come together on a level of peace and a level of shift. The shift being, of course, a shifting in consciousness and awareness of what is happening on this world at this time. This is not just a specific time, as others would say other dates are a specific time. These are times during a major change in your human civilization, your human race around the world. At this time here, there is much concern, for example, about greed and cupidity that is held by a small number of people to control a large number of people. Hence, you are having these sit-ins around the world. And this is to protest here of the rich few versus the wide number of poor. And this is a need for people to come together who are, in fact, in that situation, who are, in fact, in a place where they are not well-to-do and need to have a sense here of connection again. And that is connection with each other. For no matter where one is in the world, one has been made to feel in this day and age separate from and divided by the environments and social situations that they exist within. These movements are, shall we say, a complete backlash, a shift in the opposite direction of disassociation. And of course, disassociation comes from this be of connecting within utilizing modern information technology that appears or gives the appearance of greater connectiveness, but isolates the individual sitting at home on their computers or communicating through their little iPhones or whatever. When these are used to draw people together in large numbers to make social change, this is part of the shift. This is what this is about at this time. This 11-11-11, you will see, will be a key day, particularly regarding those who are involved in the sit-in processes around the world. These people here are who you are, 99% of you, as they say, which is true. And it's not like the other 1% are trying to control everything. An even smaller number of them are trying to control everything. And that other part of the 1% wants to cooperate, wants to have change, wants to see things different. So it is 99 and 44 one-hundredths of the people. It is the 66 one-hundredths of the people here that are, shall we say, in this controlling situation. So this particular movement is going a long way to proving this is a fact. How this is going to change will be a matter of social shift in times to come. For many recall, of course, the nature of the American Revolution, which was based on individuals rebelling against a corporation. Yes, a tea corporation. And this is what it was about. And those people there were there to protect people against corporate greed. Mm-hmm. So the fact that this country be of created on the very basis of this, it is not unusual that people across your nation here are particularly rising again to talk about fairness, insurrection, and corporate greed.
Right. And when he talks about sit-in, or when it, we're talking about the Occupy.
Yes,
the Occupy
this is
everything. It's the Toronto, and there's Occupy.
New York.
All of the different
Well, of
places.
Course, it is very interesting in the manner in which this is being affected at this moment in time, for different aspects of your media are treating it in different ways.
Yes.
Treating these people as if they are having difficulties with society. But as you would notice, the signs they hold up, yes, are all very well spelled. Yes, these are not people who do not know how to express themselves. They are people who are, as your saying goes from an old American movie, refer of a network, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. This is part of this 11-11. It is the beginning of reawakening of human consciousness. And these people are there for everyone. They are not there to destroy. They are there to bring peace and to bring a shift into the economies of the world, not just in the U.S. of A. And they are across Europe, as you're aware, as well, across the SB of Canada.
Mm-hmm. I think they started in Europe, didn't they?
Indeed.
Yeah.
It is a worldwide movement, and it takes much for this to occur. So it is important to note here, and also you would notice part of this a great shift is coming through the huge shifts that have gone on in that be of your Eastern, Mid-Eastern countries, from Egypt to Syria. Yes, these are bringing people together again to make a shift, to shift from a small group of people who have a very particular singular vision of what they want and how they want things to run, to saying, let's hear the voice of the people.
Okay. You know what? We're gonna take a break right now. And maybe if we don't have any callers, we don't seem to have any yet, but if you do want to connect with the Willows, David or myself, you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening with Intuitive Soul and Friends. This is Shift Happens with David Watson and the Willows. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
I thought I saw a man born to life. He was warm, he came around, like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. But I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Something real. Wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late. I'm already torn. So I guess the
feels right. I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. It's crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch and touch.
CBS Radio, The Sky, and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes and will not be liable or accept liability for any loss or damage of whatever nature which may result from advice or information offered.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Lori Houston, and we have David Watson and the Willows through Shift Happens. This is Intuitive Soul with Friends, and every first Friday of the month, we will have David Watson here and the Willows, and the show for that specific day, this specific day, is Shift Happens. So we were talking before the break about 11-11-11, and we got to some interesting topics around the eastern world, the
Indeed.
Eastern part of the world.
This would be of understanding the nature of part of this shift as well. It is a shift in human consciousness that is really coming at this time. And it is like the what you would call the 100th monkey, yes? It is happening here. It is happening there. It happened there first, interestingly enough, because of the energetics of the world, which, speaking here particularly of the geophysical circumstances and where it happened, you see, particularly that in Egypt, which was first, you see. And it was this here that you must pay attention to for this was this is the base here of the new civilization and world in which you live in, comes from Egypt in this way. This is of the beginnings of your Western civilization.
Okay.
Now, spreading out into the world and affecting others in this way, people are not just rebelling against what is, they are becoming aware of what could be and what would be more beneficial for mankind to live in peace and in cooperation. Many of the people here are thinking that this 11-11 has to do with huge geological shifts. Well, truth of the matter is, they are already in effect.
Hmm.
The Earth is always in motion, and in this particular time in its history, it is in a particularly turbulent stage. Much is happening here, and essentially because of the huge changes in the magnetic fields of the sun itself, thereby causing, varying storms, solar storms, as you would see them, that are affecting your own aurora borealis in great ways here, as you would know when they are having them, for you can see them at the equator at certain times now. These sun shifts here are part of the sun's evolution and its cycle here, and it is in a high cycle. And this high cycle at this time is bringing a higher degree of electromagnetic waves coming onto the planet. And, of course, since you humans are made of electromagnetic material, atoms, and molecules, etc., These are being affected by this great change in solar energies. For, of course, all is affected by the light of star, you see? What this is doing is creating a vibrational level in consciousness. And so, as well as this is of human beings in this way, which is why we are saying these things are happening more frequently in this time, and they are happening faster and faster. Because the shift that is coming here is a shift in awareness of, shall we say, the future of mankind itself. It is moving towards an understanding that it is no longer having to do with religious dissensions. It is no longer having to do with racial dissensions. It is no longer having to do with dissensions about sexuality, preference, yes, male, female, or, shall we say, sexual orientation. It has to do with human consciousness, for all are human in this way. Everyone has a perception. And different people are taking this energy at this time and are being affected by it in different ways. People who are raised in a fundamentalist philosophy are becoming more fundamental. People who were raised in a freer philosophy are becoming more free in their thinking process. However, the end result for both of these and the positive intention of both fundamentalists and both free thinkers, yes, is to have a spiritual evolution, and one in which one would feel in harmony with the world around them. It is just being expressed in different ways. When it is understood that these apparent dissimilar visions are actually aiming toward the same goal, then mankind will have an opportunity to become more whole. And it is at this time that this is occurring. Your world population is reaching a point at this time where all of the total people on your planet, over 7 billion of you, yes, in this way, there are more people on your planet at this time than have been estimated to be in recorded history since the beginning of mankind. So you see, alive today more than have ever existed, which puts a little hole in some people's process about reincarnation theory. Where are all these extra souls coming from? But that's subject for another.
That's a good one.
You see? But in this case here, speaking about this particular incident, it is very important for people to realize that they have an opportunity here now to begin to use this energy in a more positive way for themselves. Many people feel this energy as something that's causing them a great deal of distress. They are feeling antsy, restless. They are feeling negative or depressed or they are feeling too energetic. They do not know what to do with themselves. We would suggest here there is a visualization process that can be done very simply for each one of you to allow this increase of these energies around the sun's activities, around the Earth's vibrational activity, which is in harmony with the sun, which is, of course, why some of the physical changes in the Earth are becoming more and more prevalent because of this magnetic pole that the sun holds, an electromagnetic energy that the sun holds. It is causing movements in the Earth, and it's an electromagnetic divisions. We've spoken about this in past times with you as well. So keeping this in mind here, yes, it is important to note that if one would begin to say, how can I use this energy? How can I stop it from affecting me in a negative way? Or how would I even know if it was? And the truth of the matter is, it is very simple. Because, you see, the very process of life itself is what we would call resistance. That is human consciousness. When we speak of life in this way, the life or the birth of consciousness as human beings hold it. And it's based on resistance. It's based on resisting what is around oneself so that one can begin to develop a learning curve and begin to interact with the external process of life itself. However, when excessive energy comes through an individual's psyche, it is not aware that this is happening. And the resistance drops onto a physical level. And on the physical level, it begins to affect the endocrine systems in the body in particular. And these endocrine systems, of course, are the very essence of the emotional, shall we say, chemistry of the body. Yes? So, by the body resisting this energy, the energy is being held in the body for microseconds as it passes through and causes this sense of disruption in consciousness, which is why many people are feeling today a little woozy, or that they are, when we say woozy, we do not mean drugged. We mean woozy in thinking, foggy in thinking, you see? Because of this constant resistance, this is how the body reacts. The neural systems begin to react to these excessive energies. So to eliminate this, we would suggest this, is to stand for 2 to 3 minutes, once or twice a day, if you can, facing the sun. And as you stand facing the sun, just put the arms just slightly out from the body, just slightly out, and stand with the feet perhaps about 24 inches apart, about 2 feet. And with the arms like this, facing the sun, close the eyes, feel the warmth of the sun coming onto you, and then imagine that the body is clear as glass. That the sun energies, whatever they are, the radiations, however you would like to perceive them, do not stop in the body, they pass through the body. As you would imagine glass itself, on a hot day, it is hot outside a house, it is hot inside the house as the sun passes through the glass, but the glass itself remains cool. It does not stop the energies. In this way here, this conceptual way of visioning this will allow you to have these energies pass through the body, and you may feel it passing through the body, through your feet, and into the earth below. And in this way here, you are no longer held in resistance to this energy. And what happens in that moment is it begins to allow this energy, as it passes through the body becomes a conduit for it rather than a repository, you see? And as a conduit for it, like electricity, yes, passing through a cord, yes, it provides the opportunity to consciously direct the energy within the body. Whether you just wish it to pass through and continue on with your life, or whether if you are a meditator or you are one who does energy work, such as Reiki, yes, or quantum touch healing, or things of this nature, you may use this as an opportunity to redirect the energy in a healing manner towards those people that you would be working with. You can also use it to heal yourself when you begin to focus it, because it's very important to recall that the most direct aspect of energy transference comes through human conscious intention.
Okay, and with that, we will be going to break. We do have a caller. We will take the caller when we are back from break. Now, just for those listeners, and because I was actually here in the room while the Willows were talking, it's not necessary to raise your arms above your head. It was just a couple feet out from your body, so lowered with palms facing the sun.
About a foot out on each side.
There you go. All right, so we're going to go to break. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Friends with Laurie Houston and David Watson and the Willows on Shift Happens. And we're going to be going to break. You're listening to Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where spiritual guides nourish your soul every weekday. Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura, and Kira. Laura Lee's Spirit Salon. Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lira. Life by Number with Celeste. And Keeping Life Real with Dr. Susan J. Stone. It's Spiritually Speaking Radio, Spirit Guide Radio, at 11 p.m. Eastern on New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Don't say one thing one day, then something else the next day. I'm trying to keep up with you. It's hard enough when you speak clearly, but when you're confused, it's like a good stream running through these rooms. And I'm
my problem, but you tie these knots. Now you undo them. You undo them. Oh, think before you speak, my darling. 'Cause with your troubled mind, you're like a good stream running through my life. With your troubled mind, you're like a good stream.
Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern and 12 noon Pacific as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe live fuller and more conscious lives. Robin serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings Wednesday at 3 Eastern and 12 noon Pacific right here on the Sky, and check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston.
And we are back with
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. We are here with Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul with Friends, and we have David Watson and the Willows here today. They will probably be joining us both days. It's really only one person, so I don't know why I say it as they, but, you know, when David goes into trance and brings in the Willows, they seem like they're much different people. The show is called Shift Happens. It's going to be every first Friday of the month. Every first Friday of the month is Shift Happens with David Watson. David can be found on the web at askthewillows.com, and his new site will be up, which is shift-happens.ca. So that's .ca. All right. So we do have a caller. It is Mike from Maryland, and he has a relationship question for the Willows. So Mike, why don't you, tell us what's going on?
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, great. I just found that I've been in a lot of unsatisfactory or unfulfilled relationships, and it seems like my friends are more, I would be happier if I were dating my friends than the relationships I've been in. I'm just trying to see if there's something that I can, you know, that I can do, or is there some negative past life thing happening with me that just, it's keeping me in an unfulfilled life currently.
Right. I'm gonna briefly talk about something, and then the Willows are gonna definitely answer that. But you know, there's two things that I felt when you were saying that. One, that your friends, whether you're seeing your friends as in thinking they have the perfect relationship, and we always think that everybody outside of us has a better relationship than us. But the other thing is that I also heard is that I think you need to start, you know, creating a friendship first with people and allowing that to grow. But relationships are messy things. And what I was picking up is there's a commitment thing that you need to look at and understand about yourself and allow yourself to be more open. But the Willows, what are you picking up from Mike?
Well, here, in following with what you say, in addition to this, it is also important to hear for your way you see yourself, you see, you're comparing yourself to your friends. This is a self-esteem issue, you would understand, yes? Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is that it is something that is not a good thing to do, is comparing oneself to others in trying to determine what you're going to do, because you are not them, you are you. And your perspective is totally different than anyone else's. Within as much as this is the case, it is good to begin to look into your own heart. We do not see it as a past life problem that you're bringing forward, although it may feel like that at times, yes? As if something is oppressing you. But this has to do more from your own heart place. In other words, how you perceive yourself, how you understand this aspect of yourself, and how you can begin to love and appreciate and trust yourself in a more effective way. If you wish, you would find in the Maryland area, there are those who would be having here, particularly, a teaching process and a healing process called Psych-K. PSYCH-K. If you can find those who would counsel in this in your area, this will enable you to begin to shift the personal belief that you hold about yourself in this way as to there might be something wrong with you. In actual fact, as we would find here, there is nothing wrong with you. You are fine. You must remember here that you are a spiritual being on a physical journey, and the real challenge is learning how to be here physically. And the first thing to learn is to how you would relate in the way of relationship. For it is very important for each human being to have a personal relationship that's fulfilling in their lives. It would be nice if more people actually had that rather than were just struggling to have that. So for you, we would recommend here specifically looking at this Psych-K in a short-term.
How do you spell that again?
A P-S-Y-C-H. Dash K. Yes? There are those who would be practicing this in your own area. This is nice for you because it is short-term therapy. You do not really need therapy. This is a way to change your belief system in a very short period of time. Because much of this has to do with how you view yourself. And this has to do with self-worth. Yes? When one compares oneself to other people and their supposedly perfect situations, as the entity Laurie just did say, it creates for you almost an impossible barrier to overcome. Mm-hmm. But for your own self, when you begin to learn to live more comfortably in your own skin and begin to appreciate and love yourself for who you are, you automatically become more lovable to other people. And these sense that you give off at times, which is a sense of quiet desperation, we say, with a bit of a smile, yes, that this is where you run into the difficulties here. But by feeling more confident within your own self, by having more of a heart-based philosophy here, it would benefit you greatly to work in this way. You can also speak to one such as the entity Laurie here, who is well-versed in helping people move through these heart-based difficulties as well. So these are the things that you have available to you. You may find out about your Psych-K, by the way, on the internet. Yes? PSYCH-K.com will take you to that place where you can begin to determine whether this would fit into your belief system or not. But truly, if you believe that you are in charge of who you are, then this is a technique that will work very well for you because it gives you the choice of change, rather than the fear of being stuck in the same place. Is this helpful here?
Yes, sir. I'm looking it up now. I appreciate it greatly.
Okay. All right. Indeed. Thank you, Mike.
And
thank you.
Be loving to yourself, yes?
Yes.
This is the most important thing. Yeah.
And why don't you bring David back? Because we are at the near the end of our show. And I want to thank you, Willis, for joining us today and offering such great advice on creating some connections with 11-11-11, with ourself, and how to shift and make that happen.
Indeed. So we thank you for this opportunity, and we ask you to go in peace, love, joy, and harmony, and continue to walk on the path of the Masters. We send you blessings, and we release the form.
All right. So this is our, yes, wow, and we are just ending our first show, which, you know, that was, I think
I slept through most of it.
You know, something about your job makes it so much more simple, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
you just have to lose consciousness and allow something else to come in, and you're good to go. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Friends. This is Shift Happens with David Watson and the Willows and Laurie Houston. And David can be found on the web at askthewillows.com or shift-happens.ca.
After next week.
And if you wanted to, David is going to gift the first five people that email him at david@askthewillows.
Oh, let's go for 10.
Okay, the first 10 people that email David at...
Double up.
AskTheWillows.com will receive a free meditation, or actually a Willows reading, on
pre-recorded
on either love or fear, and maybe you'll get a hit on which one that's going to be. But we are going to be on.
Let me know if you want love or fear.
There
I'll
you
send
go.
You a copy of that,
there
that
you
talk
go.
Off, and I'll be happy to send it to you.
There you go. All right. So every first Friday, we are going to be here, and it's going to be a great show. And actually, every Friday we're going to have some great co-hosts on consciousness. And I am on Sky Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Friends with David Watson and Laurie Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.